on this January 28th, year 2007, and it's the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. I want to talk about what happened 2 weeks ago on public PBS station, public TV station. Frontline again had another attack against the... they were attacking the Catholic Church, but we're going to bring it up. I think the name of this show was called By the Hand of God, and it was about the abominable pedophilia priests that are molesting all these children, and that this has been going on now for many years and well before Vatican II. This is not just a Vatican II thing. This has been going on well before Vatican II even. And that particular show brought out and publicized these pedophilia priests, these pigs, these abominable priests that should really, in a Catholic country, a priest that commits a sin like that, by the way, he would be given a chance to repent, but they would kill him nevertheless. That's death penalty. When a priest abuses his position like that, I would say if the sin is public and it's of a very gross nature, like we're talking about here, molesting children, scandalizing the young ones, like our Lord said in Mark 9:41, woe to you who scandalize one of these little ones who believe in my name. If for better for you, if a millstone be tied around your neck and you be cast into the sea. Because it's not just a matter of physical molestation of these children. It's a matter of destroying their faith in the Catholic Church and the Catholic religion. Which you're going to learn, they don't really have the faith anyway. People don't do those types of sins unchecked by hierarchy unless they're apostates. They're not really Catholic. We're going to get into that as we go along here. And anybody who did sins of molesting children like of this nature, that even the civil laws would have imposed, they would impose the death penalty. And the Catholic Church would have handed such priests over to the civil authorities after they would give him about maybe 2 to 3 months to repent. They'd pray for the conversion of his soul and have nuns praying and monks praying for him. They'd have people going down every day trying to convert the pedophilia priest. And at the end of 3 months, he's getting killed no matter what. He gets burned at the stake to show people how ugly and how abominable it is, and that the Catholic Church, the true Catholic Church, the true Catholic God, the true Catholic religion and the true Catholic hierarchy does not accept these abominations. St. Paul says it time and time again. He says a little leaven corrupts the whole bunch. If anybody among you is committing public sins of immorality or public mortal sins of any type, don't even eat with them. Cast them out from amongst you. Turn them over to Satan so Satan may have his way with him. But this is just more proof that the church is not the true Catholic Church. This is the main point I want to make here. Because the attack of that program, the Jews were using it for one purpose. I still looked at the program as a blessing for one reason. There was blasphemy in there, yes, because they were trying to desecrate the true Catholic Church. That program tried to desecrate the true Catholic religion and the true Catholic hierarchy and the true Catholic mass, because in between exposing the pedophilia priests, which I'm glad they did that, they were also showing, pretending that the Holy Eucharist was just magic, or it was that our rituals are phony, that our rituals are not true, or they're demonic, or it's just magic, and that's the diabolical part. And I always said to people, and I say this time and time again, if you don't listen to what we're preaching here, and if you look as the Catholic Church, you're going to lose your whole faith in the Catholic Church altogether, and you deserve to. You don't deserve it because you don't have the Catholic faith anyway. Because if you're going to try to defend that church as a Catholic Church, you're going to have to throw that church out the window because it deserves to be thrown out. It's not the Catholic Church. I keep telling people that. I keep telling people that a new church has been created. It's not teaching the faith that's handed down from Jesus Christ. So I'm trying. The main point I want to get across here is please do not look at this church as the Catholic Church. Please do not look at these abominable pig monster priests and bishops as Catholics. They're not Catholics. They're apostates who don't have the Catholic faith. And we can go back in the history of God's chosen people with the Jews in the Old Covenant era. How many times did the Jews fall away? And the Jewish priesthood fell away very bad. I read the book of Maccabees, where almost every Jewish priest and religious leader fell away and worshipped the false gods of Antiochus Epiphanes. They went over and worshipped the false gods. They passed their children through fire, killing them in fire. They committed gross sins of immorality. And the ones that fell away, God said, you are no longer my people, you are apostates. But the God of Israel was still the true God of Israel. The Church of the Old Covenant, which was Judaism, was still the true church. Judaism was still a pure religion. Because his people came along and disobeyed that religion, and broke God's covenant does not make that religion false or God false. Just because you see these bad so-called Catholics doing these horrible things doesn't mean the Catholic Church and the Catholic faith is false. It's true, it's holy, it's pure, and it always has been. But I want to pray especially, and I feel sorry especially for some of these children, all of them really, but there's some of goodwill, that were molested by these priests. I want to let you know, and I want to tell you the reason why you were molested, and I don't want you to lose faith in the true God, the Catholic God. I don't want you to lose faith in the true church, the Catholic Church, and the true faith, the Catholic faith. It is the true faith. I'm trying to tell you something I learned myself. I never knew what the true Catholic Church or faith taught because we grew up in the great apostasy. We grew up in a church that called itself Catholic, but was no longer Catholic at all. They did not teach the dogmas of the true Catholic Church. But I'm telling you, you're worthy of such a deception if you don't care about the true Catholic faith. Matter of fact, if you go back from the very beginning of the church, our Lord Jesus Christ said in Matthew 7:15, he said, ravening wolves shall enter in among the flock. He says, beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly are ravening wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. A bad tree bringeth forth bad fruit. Jesus was warning that when I leave and I institute my church, there's going to be wolves coming in among you, and they're going to come in to infiltrate you and to try to steal the faith away from you and make you break the covenant, to make you break the new covenant, which means, first, the ultimate thing that the infiltrators try to do is get you to lose the Catholic faith. Because once you lose the Catholic faith, you're going to see what happens. Then you fall into gross sins of immorality. And we have St. Paul many times warning about infiltrators in the church. How many times did Paul go into areas and preach, and then all of a sudden he comes back and almost the whole place fell away? Galatians 3:1. Oh, senseless Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? So what we're saying is that infiltrators have always come into God's chosen people to try to subvert their faith. And if the majority of the people are worthy of this, and fall for this infiltration and fall for this temptation and listen to these false teachers, they are worthy of having them. They are worthy of having the false teachers. If the people, though, are mostly faithful and they don't go for it, they're going to cast out the false teachers and they're going to preserve the faith. We're going to read about the infiltration verses. You talk about St. Paul in Acts 20:28-30, where St. Paul's talking to the bishops now, the leaders of the church. He says, take heed to yourselves and to the whole flock, wherein the Holy Ghost has placed you bishops, to rule the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. I know that after my departure, ravening wolves will enter in among you, not sparing the flock, and of your own selves shall arise men, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. St. Paul's saying, after the minute I go away, even after I've done all these miracles for you, and you still have fresh in your memory all the miracles of Jesus Christ and those who personally knew him, you're going to fall away and you're going to try to take people after you. There's only a few good people, even amongst God's chosen people. There's only been a few good Israelites in the Old Covenant, and there's only a few good Catholics. Okay, we see St. Paul speaking about the Jewish infiltrators who are very big and still are. The Jews are the number one plotters behind infiltrating and destroying the Catholic Church. We read in Titus 1:10-11. For there are also many disobedient, vain talkers and seducers, especially they who are of the circumcision, who must be reproved, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake. Now, we're just establishing a fact that our life here on earth is a warfare. God's chosen people have to always be on guard against the barbs and the attacks of the devil. The devil is always trying to subvert God's chosen people and destroy God's church. We know the devil can never destroy God's church. It's impossible because God is the head of his church. But he certainly could destroy all the people in it. And he can make them fall away from the faith and go to hell. And he could blacken God's image in the eyes of the world by scandalizing God and the faith, by making people think if that's the way the Israelites, when the Israelites went bad, they actually worshiped false gods, passed their children through fire, fornicated out in the open, like all the worst pagans did. And people would look at that and say, if that's God's chosen people, if that's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if that's the God of Israel, I don't want nothing to do with them. And they would be right to believe that if they didn't know what the true God taught. But the true God never teaches that. He actually tells and says what I'm going to do to people who disobey me. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to allow them to fall under the operation of error. I'm going to send them to hell. I'm going to ultimately wreak my vengeance upon them. So God never accepts this. And his true chosen people who are good and holy never accept it. The one guy that was in that movie, and many like him, we've got to pray especially for people like him, and he seemed to have some goodwill. He had at least enough goodwill to get up on that show and tell what happened. He was disgusted with what went on, but you can see he's down. He's not sure. He still wants to believe in Jesus and Mary and all that. But in the end, he says, I still want to read the Bible. I still want to believe in God and Jesus, but you people, you pedophilia priests, aren't the ones to teach me. I'll never go back to you. You're pigs, you're hypocrites, you're vile, you're liars. And that movie really did point it out how these guys are gangsters. Even when they went there, this Bishop McCormick is a pig. He's another one himself who covered up all these pedophilia priests and sent them all over and lied to this guy on tape. He's the one up there who's in the Manchester Diocese now, I think. And you look at them, they're nothing more than a bunch of infiltrating gangsters that our Lord said would come into the church. It's a false Catholic church. And the reason God allowed this to happen to you is because your parents didn't have the faith and their parents' parents didn't have the faith, going back many generations now. And therefore, you yourself didn't have the faith. God allowed it to happen. And you have to take some blame yourself for not being diligent enough to pick these things out. But that doesn't mean you can't be saved or ultimately of goodwill. God wants to save you. And I'm trying to tell you where the true answer to this whole mess is. And I want to particularly make people know that that church that you saw the Jews desecrate 2 weeks ago was not the real Catholic church. They did desecrate the Holy Eucharist on there and try to prove it was phony. And that's blasphemy. But all I'm telling you is that these people, true Catholics, the true Catholic church, don't support these bums at all. All right, and I've already just showed you a couple of verses where St. Paul and Jesus even said that I know that many people who are now believing me, the very tomorrow, the very next month when I come back, are not going to believe in me anymore. You're going to be seduced by infiltrators, by useful idiots that are just basically liberal, that want to break God's commandments. So what they do to break God's commandments is they end up denying the faith. God allows infiltrators to come in His church as part of a temptation to His elect, not just His elect, but His chosen people to see if they're faithful. He says, okay, you're living in an evil world. There's even going to be chafe amongst Catholics. Our Lord says, it's not all wheat. Most Catholics go to hell. We always bring this up in Matthew 20, I think it's 16, it says, many are called, few are chosen. There are many Catholics, but few of them are going to be saved. So not even most Catholics go to heaven. Most Catholics are going to hell. And God tests Catholics by allowing these infiltrators to come into His church and to preach false dogmas and doctrines. And He wants to see, are you going to put up with this? Or are you going to kick your behinds out, as St. Paul says? If anybody amongst you teaches Romans 16:17-18, he says, mark those who make dissensions and offenses contrary to the doctrines which you have learned and avoid them. For such as these please not Christ the Lord, but their own belly, and by pleasing speeches and good words seduce the hearts of the innocent. St. Paul says, mark them and avoid them. St. Paul says, don't even meet with a public mortal sinner in 1 Corinthians 5:11. If any brother be a fornicator, don't even eat with them. Don't eat with them, even St. Paul says. I'm telling you, the Catholic Church doesn't allow what happened to you to happen. A true Catholic hierarchy would hang these priests up on high in public and burn them to make an example of how evil they are. They would still give even that priest mercy. Because God even wants to save the soul of the pedophile priest. He would give him 3 months to convert, but he's still being killed. Because it's a crime that's worthy of that. And people have to know that this is such a gross breach that this needs to be done. Now, heresy is really even worse than that. Because heretics are worse than even spiritual fornication is worse than physical fornication. A heretic does not just rape a physical body. A heretic kills the soul. But these types of fornication happen generally when the guy's already got to be a heretic. You get this happen in a church where people already lost the faith. But you're going to see what St. Paul says, that what he did and what good Catholics do when these people try to come and infiltrate the church. We read it in Galatians chapter 2. He says, but because a false brethren unawares brought in who came in privately to spy our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into servitude, to whom we yielded not to by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. St. Paul says we didn't give in for one bit to these heretics that came in here and tried to subvert the dogmas and doctrines. Because if we did, then you would have all lost the faith. So the first rule is, everything really starts, all the problems in the world today is because of loss of the Catholic faith. Immoral sins are the secondary issue. It's not the main problem. The main problem is that because our parents and our parents' parents and our parents' parents have not had the faith, and guys that were molested by these priests. And if you weren't molested by this priest, at least we knew priests who did this. I knew a priest who did this in my diocese I grew up with. And my brother told me about it, and I didn't believe him. And it turned out later on this priest really was a molester, a horrible one too. Horrible. And I never had any respect for none of these priests, first of all, because they were all hypocrites. They all lied. They would deny gospel scriptures. They were effeminate. They were weak. They denied the gospel teachings, and they never cried out against the evils in the world. They were the most stupidest, weakest people in my eyes, so-called Catholic priests. And later on I knew, from studying the true teachings of the Catholic Church, that these guys weren't Catholic at all. They were apostates. And it's a dogma of the Catholic Church that a heretic is not Catholic, and a heretic cannot hold an office in the Catholic Church. So when I studied that, I said, thank God, the true Catholic Church is the pure spouse of Christ. She is holy. The faith is wonderful. When you really learn the true Catholic faith, there's nothing like it. And I'm not talking about a Jansenistic rigorism. Jansenism is the opposite. They're over strict about morals, but they don't care about the faith. And therefore, the very Jansenists themselves fall into sins of immorality, secret ones, because they're ashamed to come out in public and make them be known. But because of that, these Jansenistic people cannot really bridle the Catholics under them because they're not Catholics. It's like a humanism or a philosophy that says we're going to bring morality to the world, but without faith in the true God. And so God allowed these liberals to come in and hit it on the both sides. So the church was attacked on both sides from these types of heretics. We're going to go on to the fact that we already proved that God allows this infiltration and these liberals to come amongst his chosen people to test their faith. We also know that it's of the Catholic religion that Catholics are supposed to resist all mortal sinners and rebuke and admonish them. And if they're public mortal sinners and they're obstinate, you're not even supposed to eat with them. But we also established that these infiltrators would come into the church. And we're going to show you how God, when most of the people do not do anything, and they allow these pigs to teach heresies from the pulpit, such as Muslims worship the true God, that's apostasy, or that apostate Jews, Talmudic Jews that don't believe in Jesus, or anybody who doesn't believe in Jesus can be saved, or non-Catholics can die as non-Catholics and be saved, or that God gives men the right to religious liberty, or Catholics are allowed to pray with non-Catholics. Or they hear any of these horrible heresies from the pulpit. Or they see any of these immoral things from these priests, and they don't do anything. What does that mean? It means the people love it. The people want it. They like these priests because the people are exactly like them. I always quote Jeremiah 5:31 on that. The prophets prophesied lies. The priests clap their hands, and my people love such things. The prophets are the bishops and religious leaders of the church. The priests are the priests, and the laymen are the laymen. They all love piggery. Because the laymen are out there doing something on their own. They might not be doing pedophilia, but they're committing adultery. They're committing physical fornication. They're drunkards. They're alcoholics. They're drug addicts. They're thieves. They're robbers. They're liars. They're cheaters and stealers. And they all have this little common thing together. So they don't expose one another. And they like the liberal priest. They like the infiltrator priest. And when you don't kick them out amongst your midst, God allows the devil to have full power over you. God allows the devil to come in and the infiltration then takes root and it grows. They are ravening wolves that are heretics and immoral. Nestorius, the heretic, denied that Mary was the mother of God in the pulpit. Eusebius, the layman, got up and denounced them and took half the church with them. That's what you're supposed to do. But if you stay in that church and you listen to the heretic, you're outside the church yourself by sins of omission, and then all of a sudden gross immorality starts to come around. Come into the whole effect. And when God's chosen people go bad, they are seven times more evil than the pagans. That's why you're looking at these nominal Catholics who call themselves Catholic. They're more evil than the pagans or anybody else. So that's it for now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
This recording was produced by Mary's Little Remnant, 302 East Joffrey Street, Truth or Consequences, New Mexico, 87901-2878. And can be accessed on my website at www.johnthebaptist.us.